Matt hesitates to leave Charlie alone with him, but Guarino nods.
"This is the best way,"
he says, ushering them both outside to the waiting room.
"The results are always more significant if the patient and I are alone when the psychosubstantiation tests are performed. External distractions have a deleterious effect on the ramified scores."
Rose smiles at her husband triumphantly, and Matt follows her meekly outside. Alone with Charlie, Dr. Guarino pats him on the head. He has a kindly smile.
"Okay, kid, on the table."
When Charlie doesn't respond, he lifts him gently onto the leather-padded table and straps him down securely with heavy webbed straps. The table smells of deeply ingrained sweat and leather.
"Ma! She's outside. Don't worry, Charlie, this won't hurt a bit." "Want Ma?"
Charlie is confused at being restrained this way. He has no sense of what is being done to him, but there have been other doctors who were not so gentle after his parents left the room. Guarino tries to calm him.
"Take it easy, kid. Nothing to be scared of. You see this big machine here? Know what I'm going to do with it?"
Charlie cringes, and then he recalls his mother's words.
"Make me smart?"
"That's right. At least you know what you're here for. Now just close your eyes and relax while I turn on these switches. It'll make a loud noise like an airplane, but it won't hurt you. And we'll see if we can make you a little bit smarter than you are now."
Guarino snaps on the switch that sets the huge machine humming, red and blue lights blinking on and off. Charlie is terrified. He cringes and shivers, straining against the straps that hold him fast to the table. He starts to scream, but Guarino quickly pushes a wad of cloth into his mouth.
Now, Charlie, none of that. You be a good little boy. I told you it won't hurt."
He tries to scream again, but all that comes out is a muffled choking that makes him want to throw up. He feels the wetness and the stickiness around his legs, and the odor tells him that his mother will punish him with the spanking and the corner for making in his pants. He couldn't control it. Whenever he feels trapped and panic sets in, he loses control and dirties himself. Choking, sick, nausea, and everything goes black.